everything that rocks.
Here we go. Good morning. 8:14. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Quick look at your forecast here. Today, partly cloudy, humid, chance for some thunderstorms. Thunder. High of 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, muggy, more storms possible. No T-storms, though.
No T-storms.
Low of 70. Friday, partly cloudy, humid, slight chance of thunderstorms as well. High of 88.
For God's sakes.
I'm sorry. It's not going to. It's all wrong. I'm just going to start saying ridiculous things, see if anybody notices.
Like snow and...
Friday, it's going to rain fruity pebbles.
It's going to rain up.
Up. Yeah. Big old fat rain.
Sideways rain.
Rain that came from the bottom.
Stinging rain.
Stinging rain. Yes.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Gilson Cycle.
I have two stories that involve the groin. Pick one or two.
Two.
This is funny. I'll tell you a little story that is very similar to this.
Oh, okay.
Or not similar, but in a sense. There's a 50-year-old guy named Karnataka. He's in southwest India, and he's a cow smuggler. Earlier this month, he stole a cow from a farm, but the cow fought back.
Oh, yeah.
He said, no.
Is that what he said?
And no.
The cow says.
No. That was terrible. Apparently, the cow kicked the guy right in the groin.
Pow!
And it was such a hard shot that it killed the guy on the spot.
Damn.
Police say they're investigating.
Ooh. Dude, you know how hard you got to be kicked in the nuts?
Right in the honus. And so, ladies, also, too, if you ever like, it can't hurt that bad, get hit in the nuts, it could kill us.
Right.
All right, if it's hard enough, it could kill us. So.
You murderers.
Yeah, you murderers. So, fun story, here we go, about me and a cow.
Did you get kicked by a cow and die?
No, I died it, bro. Almost. It felt like it. So, this was many years ago. I was at the Dane County Fair and getting ready to go weigh my steer in for the show. So, before, you got to weigh your steer in. That helps out later on when you sell the steer.
I usually measure my steer.
What? You're a moron. Anyway, so at the Dane County Fair, it's literally in Madison, Wisconsin, right? This big city. We're right in the thick of it. There's tons of people in there, a lot of noise, a lot of stuff going on. Animals get skittish. So I never liked showing steers anyways, all right? I'm not a big dude, and those things get riled up.
Oh, yeah.
My brother's up in front of me with his steer. I got my steer behind him, all right? We got him on the halter, okay? Halter's the thing, goes over the face. That's what you lead him with, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So my steer's starting to get pretty skittish, okay?
It's like the thing that Anthony Hopkins wears in the...
No, it doesn't cut. It's not a muzzle.
Oh.
It's just a rope over the nose, under the chin, and around the back.
Oh, okay.
Behind the ears, all right? So it's not a lot. Like, when you look at, like, a, you know... 1,200-pound animal, and that's what's leading them around. It's not a lot. So
pretty sure they have control.
The steer's getting skittish. My brother's like, well, look, just jog with them. Like, get them jogging. Get them loosened up. So I go, all right, and I kind of get the steer loses it, all right?
Yeah.
Takes off, pulls me forward. Well, in the motion of the lead rope jerking me, I go and put my hand out to brace myself. That hits the back of the steer in the ass, right in the hocks of it, right?
Slapped its ass.
So, wham, right? Hits it. That steer
took off.
Kicked me in the... Oh, dude. Kicked me so hard in the groin.
Oh.
Literally, like, lifted me up off the ground, okay? I let go. Steer goes running, right? I'm laying there just, my balls! All right? So then paramedics come up, because I'm laying there, dude. I'm for sure it's hanging on by a thread, okay? So, I mean, people have gathered now, all right? There is all sorts of city
crowd
folks
goes
around.
Silent.
And the medic's there, and he's like, oh, here, just put this towel around you and take a look at it. So here I am in the middle of the Dane County Fair with a towel wrapped around my waist, looking at my junk.
Studying your Weibos.
Going, oh, my God. Luckily, there was no serious damage.
No?
Nothing major. I had a pretty good bruise on my right thigh.
Yeah.
Very tender down there. But yeah, so steer.
But they're all right.
They're fine.
The boys are all right.
They're fine. I mean, they're a little squishier than they used to be.
Yeah.
The one's kind of like a ball of mashed potatoes. But besides that,
damn.
But yeah, dude, I was trying to think. I was probably 17
you
at the time.
You got a sack of mashed potatoes.
It's just crazy. Just crazy.
A sack of mashed potatoes.
And just, I got a hoof print right there on my thigh. A permanent hoof print. So yeah, that's my fun kicked in the balls by a steer story. You're welcome. But I didn't die though.
You didn't die.
I'm okay.
A sack of mashed potatoes. Hold the gravy, would you?
WTF.